Page 65. Activity 3. Listening for analogies.
So what are we studying next, Greta?
Let's go over the notes from Professor Miller's lecture, Ollie.
You mean the lecture on the heart?
Uh-huh.
Great idea. Why don't we go through the notes and make sure we understand everything?
Sure, Fred.
Okay. Let me just get my notes out. All right. Ready.
Well, first, she said it was the action of the cardiac muscles that makes an organ as small as the heart so incredibly efficient. And then she talked about how the shape of the heart is similar to a pear. I don't exactly understand that analogy. I mean, which way is the pear supposed to be leaning?
Well, think of the pictures Professor Miller showed us. In my opinion, it did look like a pear, right side up, with the widest part at the bottom, leaning a little to the right.
Yeah, I get it now. Okay, let's talk about the parts. It's got four hollow chambers, two in the top part and two in the bottom part. And what did she say about the walls of the heart?
She said that they're fairly thick, approximately like a slice of bread at the bottom. You may not agree with me, but I don't think that's a great analogy. It depends on what kind of bread you have in mind, right? But what she said about the top of the heart makes more sense to me. She said that at the top, they're thinner, about as thin as an orange peel.
Are you sure about that? I'm fairly certain that it was the other way around.
No, I'm positive that Fred is right. I have it here in my notes.
Okay. Now what else? Oh, yeah. The strips of muscle at the bottom of the heart are like string around a hollow ball. How's that for an analogy?
That's good.
You know, I was surprised that the heart is so small. It's only slightly larger than a tightly closed fist. I like how Professor Miller had us each make a fist and look at it so we could see that it was about the same size as a heart.
Then remember how she told us to open and close our hands? She wanted us to see how the muscles contract and relax over and over again our whole lives.
Yep, that's the heartbeat. Contraction and relaxation. Very regular and even. The beat is just like the tick-tock of a clock.
But didn't she say that the rate can vary?
Yeah. In general, the rate of the heartbeat varies in relation to the size of the person or animal. An elephant's heart rate is about 25 beats per minute. A small bird's heart rate is about 1,000 beats per minute. The heart of a human infant at birth beats about 130 times a minute. In a small child, it beats about 90 to 100 times a minute. The average adult rate for men is about 75 beats per minute, and the rate for women averages about 7 to 8 beats faster per minute than the rate for men. Why is that?
I think she said that's because women are smaller than men, but I don't really understand why that is. Do you guys?
No, not really.
Let's ask her in class.
Okay. Anyway, I think it's pretty amazing that this adds up to about 100,000 heartbeats a day for an adult male. That's about 2,600,000,000 heartbeats in a lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah. And another amazing thing is that the heart doesn't have any nerves in it. So no messages are sent from the brain through the nerves to the cardiac muscles. The brain doesn't tell the cardiac muscles to beat. Nothing does.
So that means that the heartbeat starts in the cardiac muscle itself?
That's right. It's different from the other muscles and organs in that way.
Oh, yeah. Remember what Professor Miller said about how a very small piece of cardiac muscle can be kept alive in a dish with special liquid in it? And that the muscle will continue to beat all by itself?
Uh-huh. Scientists don't really understand how the cardiac muscle does this yet, but I bet they will in 10 or 15 years.
Okay. But how does the heart work with all of the other organs?
Well, the heart is similar to a pump. Basically, it pumps blood to the rest of the body. Let's see. I've got it here in my notes. The heart pumps approximately 5 quarts of blood a minute if you were resting and 35 quarts of blood a minute if you were exercising hard. For light activity, the heart pumps 4,500 gallons a day. If you lived until you were 80 years old and just slept all the time, your heart would still pump about 52,560,000 gallons, or 198,961,244 liters of blood in a lifetime. Can you believe that the heart works that hard?
Don't look so worried, Ollie. I'm pretty sure your heart isn't going to quit yet.
Right. Remember, Professor Miller said that the heart rests a lot, too. In fact, a heartbeat takes 8/10 of a second, and half of that time the heart rests. So it's both hardworking and efficient.
Yeah. I'd say you're going to be around for a good long time.